This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected a call by more than 200 U.S. mayors to bring the Senate back into session and move on gun safety legislation. AP's Sagar Meghani reports the mayors had asked for the move after two mass shootings left 31 people dead last weekend.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The recent deadly mass shootings in the U.S. have prompted other countries to issue travel warnings. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
The warnings come from Venezuela, Uruguay, and Japan. President Trump has placed sanctions on Venezuela.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering.
Maduro did not mention President Trump, but he said speeches from Washington are impregnated with racial discrimination and hatred against immigrants. Uruguay's foreign minister recommends avoiding large gatherings in the U.S. Japan's government called the U.S. a gun society and said to pay attention to the potential for gunfire everywhere. Amnesty International also warned a guarantee of not being shot is impossible. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said